Have you been to Kohl's, the department store lately? The one near me in the Virginia burbs, not a lot of foot traffic, but something interesting is happening there. And if you look closely, there's a line of potential buyers for the discount chain. Why? Well, Mark Stewart covers business and economics for us. And Mark, what's the buzz over Kohl's? Why is it attractive?
First of all, location. It's a big part of it. Kohl's has more than 1,000 stores in 49 states. You know, you often see them in strip malls or on the way to a larger mall. So they're easy to get to. But in addition, Scott, these are stores that are only one story tall, just one big floor. And that's actually a very big deal, according to Joshua Williams. He's an assistant professor of fashion management at Parsons School of Design here in New York.
We just find that customers aren't going up to floor two or three or four. And in many cases, that means a lot of product is just not being seen by the customer. So Kohl's is all on one floor, which means that when you walk in, you can scan very quickly, you can see things and know if what you're looking for is available.
So Kohl's seems to be doing something right here, Mark. If the company gets sold to a buyer, is a regular Kohl's going to look the same or might it be different?
That is to be determined. There's been a lot of talk about JCPenney having interest in the store. That was initially reported by the New York Post. I've not independently verified that or heard back from them. But broadly speaking, I mean, there's always the potential for change. Kohl's has had some successful partnerships with Sephora, the big cosmetics chain. It's been a place where you can return your Amazon purchases. So what would all of that look like in the future? Also, if you go to a Kohl's store, I mean, in the past, there's been a lot of brand names, but there's also been a shift in retail to create private labels. I mean, those are some of the questions that could come up if there is a shift in ownership or leadership.
And this interesting chapter at Kohl's, does it tell us anything more broadly about where the American department store is headed?
Well, clearly things are changing to an extent, especially post-pandemic, but department stores, I think, Scott, will be a part of our lives in some form. Take a listen to retail analyst Stacy Woodlett.
The consumer loves a treasure hunt. They love to physically be out there and discover. I think online will kind of settle in the 35, 40% range for apparel, maybe 50% for some brands.
So, Scott, I think there will be some kind of complement between a traditional store and then the online shopping experience at home.
We'll see. Mark Stewart is business and economics reporter based in New York. Mark, thank you again.
You bet, Scott.